This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
South Africa's information regulator has written to Facebook South Africa outlining some of its concerns over the platform's new privacy policy. The regulator has come out to say that, you know, Facebook Incorporated cannot share any contact information it collects from its WhatsApp users with its other properties or its other companies without first obtaining some kind of authorization. You'll recall at the start of the year, Facebook-owned messaging platform WhatsApp informed its users that it was preparing this new privacy policy under which it would be able to share this data with its other properties. The move sparked some backlash. Some users opted to, in fact, leave WhatsApp and opt for other services such as Signal or Telegram. But joining us on the line to kind of further unpack where we are right now, the information regulator's present position on this issue is chairperson of the information regulator, Advocate Pansy Tlakula. Advocate Pansy, thank you so much for your time and thank you for joining us. Mam Tlakula?
Hello.
Hi.
You've disappeared for a while. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us and affording us this time. A month ago, if I'm not mistaken, the regulator did meet with Facebook South Africa over this new policy. What were you able to learn from those engagements?
No. We have not met with them.
Okay.
Once we became aware that they have that revised privacy policy, We wrote to them to say, give us a copy of that policy, the one that applies to users in Europe and users outside Europe. And we then analyzed the policy for users outside Europe to see if it complies with the Protection of Personal Information Act, which is our privacy law.
All right. Are there aspects of this the new policy that you find are not in accordance or are not aligned with the Protection of Personal Information Act?
Yes. For instance, what do they want to do? Sharing the information with Facebook companies is called further processing. And in terms of our law, if they are going to be further processing personal information of users, then they have to obtain consent to do that. And consent, it's not the kind of consent that they are talking about of take it or leave it. You know, our law defines consent quite specifically that it has to be voluntary, it has to be specific, and it has to be an informed expression of will. So that take it or leave it kind of consent, it does not comply with our law. The second issue is that they don't not only want to further process the personal information of users, but they want to link that information with other information processed by other Facebook companies. And in terms of our law, for them to be able to do that, they need to obtain SAR authorization from us as the information regulator. So those are some of the shortcomings that we found in their revised privacy policy. But of more concern is that there are nuanced differences between the
policy for EU policy citizens,
which is still also working out. But we have found that on the whole, even in Europe, I think there is some problems because we read in the media that the other regulators, our sister organization in the UK, have written to them about this further processing of personal information.
I'll get to the differentiation that you have highlighted as a concern between the protection or the policy afforded EU citizens versus what we as South Africans or Africans are being afforded. I want to talk about the problems that you highlighted, the issue around consent and the further processing that you broke down for us. The consent issue, would it be enough for the information regulator if WhatsApp asked for consent in a one-time inquiry Or is it a case of every single time WhatsApp is looking to share personal information, they would have to they would be required to obtain that consent? So is it a one-time inquiry, or is it an inquiry that arises every single time WhatsApp is looking to further process the information?
I mean, it depends on what they want to do with it. Because, you see, when you further process, the further process must be compatible with the original purpose for which the information was collected. If the further processing is not compatible with the original purpose, then you'll have to obtain consent every time you further process.
And the authorization that the information regulator is specifically looking for from Facebook and WhatsApp pertaining to that second concern that you highlighted, what sort of requirements would have to be fulfilled on the part of Facebook for the information regulator to pass that authorization?
The Act is very clear because of what is it that they want to, they have to do. They have to put in an application with us for further processing, because particularly I said that they want to process unique identifiers, which is cell phones and so on, with the aim of linking that information with information of other Facebook companies. So the law provides they have to put in an application to us, and then we have to look at that application. And once we are satisfied that they have complied with all the requirements for prior authorization, will grant that prior authorization for the linking. But however, the law makes an exception. The law says if they have a code of conduct for processing personal information, then they don't have to apply for prior authorization. So we've seen a long way to find out where they are. We've written to them. They've acknowledged receipts, and they said they'll come back to us. You must remember that Facebook South Africa, the privacy officer of Facebook South Africa, is responsible for Facebook Africa and Middle East, and she's based in Dubai. So obviously she will have to get in touch, I guess, with a mother company in the US to say how do we deal with this. But I think this matter is a matter that is bigger than just the information regulator. I think the country, the government, has to get involved in this, because I saw in Australia, for instance, that the government of Australia have passed a law that Facebook and Google must pay for news content that is published on their platforms. So without muddling freedom of expression and access to information, we think that our government has to get involved in this, because I don't think these mobile companies can just ride roughshod over us and just ignore the laws of the country.
Indeed.
I don't think that has to happen.
And we saw in Australia how Facebook then completely shut down access for Australian users to news content, both internationally and domestically. And there was backlash in that. So we did sort of see this muscle arm wrestling between these big tech giants and respective governments. On that issue, though, Mam Tlakula, before we let you go, we have seen other countries launch their own investigations into these policy changes. India has chosen to go the legal route. Of course, South Africa, we still seem to be at the stage where we are open to engaging and getting a sense from Facebook what it is exactly they're trying to do with this new policy. Should we receive unsatisfactory answers, or answers that you feel are to the detriment of South African mobile users, would we launch our own sort of litigious issue as we've seen in India?
I guess so. I mean, we haven't taken that decision because we want to negotiate with them in good faith.
Yeah.
So let's see what concessions they are prepared to make to ensure that the policy complies. If they don't make those concessions, I think this is one time where we as a country have to look at another step, and whether litigation is one of the steps that we have to take, I think wouldn't be averse to that as the information regulator.
That is a chairperson of the South African Information Regulator Advocate, Pansi Tlakula.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.